You ready?
You ready?
BFN, you ready?
Yeah, man, I'm ready. What up?
Let them know, yeah.
So this is going to be a mashup. Okay, all right. You cutting me out? All right, cool.
Okay, good. Right.
This is a mashup.
What the
fuck? Oh, shit. You cutting me out, too? All right.
You back in? Jonathan, was good?
Huh?
Go smoke that shit. Blow it down.
You can take it if you want.
Nah, I'm good. I don't eat pepperoni.
Nah, I'll eat that shit. I mean, I don't eat pepperoni, but I'll give it to a pepperoni eater.
Let's do it.
This is the intro of this podcast. It's called I Don't Eat That Shit.
I don't eat that shit.
I'll eat a pepperoni. Yo, thank you for doing the podcast.
Yo, my brother.
Take it easy, brother.
Thank you, guys, man. Thank you, bro. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Let me know, my G. I got you.
You guys have been great, man.
Thank you.
And you guys, this is your home whenever you guys want to come back.
For sure, man.
And we got to go and do the workout at Seoul and do a podcast.
I told Soccer too. We got to make that happen.
Yeah, let's do it.
Nah, let's do it, man. That's dope. Appreciate it, man.
And we're definitely going to work out in your gym.
You guys good? You guys need more of the Nasa Minya Hurt?
I might need some more of the Nasa Minya Hurt. EFN, come on.
Here.
Don't do that to me.
I got to be careful because these guys will kill me over here, man. This guy will fucking slit my
throat. Nah. He's the homie
right
there.
It's like Mexican cartel days.
I got his number. I was like,
yeah, be careful with his number.
Nah, bro. We good.
He's like, yo, that shit he gave you earlier, that's just mine.
Why? That was the good intro.
Oh, you want to keep that intro? Yeah. Live? Fuck it, we'll keep it.
Damn, we live. We're fuck a minute it, we'll do it in, live.
Bro. What's it?
Well, that's something you heard, huh?
We got 14 minutes.
Let's open that, though. I don't want to feel like people might come in and kill us. Or shoot us.
Oh, yeah, for real. Like, the door's not locked.
Open it, open it. Just open
come
it.
Come on, bro.
Open it, yeah. We can
but
see.
Could you lock that door?
Yeah, I think it's locked.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, lock it. Lock that fucker.
Fucking.
Yeah, fuck
he's like, I don't want to die in here.
Yeah. You think I'm my Navidad gift.
What episode is this?
Two? Episode one of whatever the fuck we're doing right now.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. We freestyling this shit.
Well, this will be a variation of Lost in Translation meets Lost in Translation.
Yeah. All that shit.
The hybrid.
This will be episode two of Lost in Translation. Fuck it. Let's do it, man.
I love it. Episode one.
God damn it. Lost in Translation is episode
two. That's my
two.
Gift for this. The
Socrates glasses?
No.
No, this is not your gift.
God, come on.
You know what? If you stay here, I'll give
you
some of this gift.
I'm still here. E, look, everybody left.
No, I don't know if you're really here.
Guy, you hear this dude, bro?
Is he really here?
We'll tell you if you're really here at the end of this podcast, bro. At the end of this podcast,
not everybody comes to this studio.
Yo,
I'm always here.
One little, two little, three little Indians.
Yo, this guy, bro.
You're being graded on your performance on this podcast.
This guy,
yeah, so
a one, a two, or a three.
We've been joined by our great friends, Karen and Donuts here.
Yeah,
what's up? Eating some
and you guys are all a part of the crew that comes here late for Beer Fest Fridays.
Yeah. So good, it happens. Yeah.
This is the night crew.
This is the last call crew.
This is the crew that gets me in trouble when I get home when Karina makes me sleep on the couch every night after a drink jam.
No, but I
have Nugget. Thank God.
This guy, yo, he's a Nugget.
Nugget.
We are Nuggets.
He said I got Nugget.
Nugget's my dog, and I love Nugget.
Oh, wow.
Nugget. I don't think Nugget knows how much I love her.
She knows.
No, she doesn't. She vomits in front of me. And
oh,
like,
shit.
You ain't shit.
What the fuck, bro?
Oh, man.
All right, so, Rick.
Nugget.
So, before we get into world economics.
Yes,
and
I can't wait. There's so much going on that I want to talk to Boris
before,
about.
Before we talk to Boris and about the world, because Boris will inform us on where we are in life.
I don't know where I am in life, and I need
to
bounce off.
They already put the
Boris
red flag up.
Exactly. Before we go there.
I'm just saying, bro. Before we
unleash Boris.
Yes.
On Podcastalandia.
Podcastalandia.
Where have you been in the world lately?
Where have I been in the world lately?
Oh, just so people know.
Coming home, Africa.
Thank you, Boris.
You like that punchline,
You haven't been unleashed yet.
I haven't been there, bro. It's all good.
Yeah, he hasn't been there yet.
I haven't been there, but you know.
Yeah. All right.
Crazy hood, yo.
Yes, crazy hood.
Damn.
Production.
I lost my oxygen on that laugh.
God, come on, man.
So for people that don't know, Recognize Mayday.
Hello, everybody.
Ben Miller.
Yes, there it is.
Our good friend, our family member. He's crazy hood as far as I'm concerned.
Yep. Yeah. Familia.
And he's here with us today on Lost in Translation, and we're gonna see if we can translate.
We're looking for translation. You guys... And also, full disclosure, this is like my first time outside of the house interacting with people other than my wife or toddlers in the first leg. Oh, it's been a while.
Outside of touring as well.
Yeah, we've been off tour since November. And then I went to England for a couple of weeks to visit my pops. And other than that, it's just been like toddler.
And your first time at our new office, which has been a year old. Oh, you came here before?
Yeah, I came here for the coming home pre-production meeting, and there was a Beer Fest Friday that day.
Really?
Yes.
So this is your second Beer Fest Friday?
Technically, I kind of left before Beer Fest kicked off. He left early that day. Yeah, I left early. I was here for the
meeting. My memory is not there.
Sometimes my memory is good.
My memory is not there. Dan, your memory is there?
I mean, I remember him telling me that.
Oh, you know how you'll remember? I recorded a podcast with Paul that day.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I record that. Yeah.
There you go. Anchor memory.
Yeah. Paul remembers.
Paul remembers.
Dream big.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to say.
Did you dream big after that?
I did. I felt inspired by that.
Inspirations?
I felt inspirations from that podcast.
Yo, what was your MVP of what on YouTube?
No, I won MVP for Strange Music.
Strange Music. Nice. Yo, congrats.
Nice. That was dope, bro.
Yo, hit the clap button, B. Stop fucking around.
You don't know which one it is.
It's like chicken music.
He's getting all of them.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm fucked up, but it's all good.
Okay.
I'll put it.
Fix that in post, okay? Yeah, you need to put stickers, be labels and shit. I won 2019 MVP for Strange Music. It's not a Grammy or nothing, but still, it's voted by the fans. It's cool. I'm happy about it. I did 52 fucking freestyles last year.
That shit's dope.
That's
God
just
damn
gangster,
it.
Bro.
Fuck.
None of those artists, by the way, doing that, what you're doing.
No, there was a lot of good music released last year.
But I'm saying.
Fuck that.
Are we doing the mixtape together? What's the mixtape?
Yes, we are.
Let's announce it. When we put this out, I guess.
It's going to be the 2019 Rec Wednesdays Mega Mix. I don't know if it's going to be a snazzier title than that. That's just what I have right now.
It's pretty snazzy.
It sounds big to me.
Yeah.
So Sharp and Louis Arson are going to mix all 52 freestyles on some like classic blend tape shit. EFN is hosting.
Really cool host.
For the people. Very cool host. Very, very distinguished host.
Can I try to do one blend at least?
No, it's already happening.
I know it's already happening, but I could probably come
up with something. What are you going to do? How are you going to blend it?
I'll blend to, I don't know. I'll see what
I can blend. What is a blend?
Huh?
What's a blend?
Where you blend a beat and a cappella from different two songs. Well, for me, it's a blend. You're blending two songs.
All right, and then how does, if it's not a cappella and a beat, what is a blend?
What do you mean? What I just told you, bro.
But if it's not that, what is a blend?
When you blend two things together.
What things?
Anything.
Give me an example.
You can blend this beer with another beer, and it's a blend, bro. You know what I'm saying?
All right, I'll save you one blend.
Just one.
Just one.
And you know?
You're really going to say I'm a blend?
No.
That doesn't make any sense.
I'm like, yo, Sharp, don't mix two tracks. Just leave two tracks.
Yeah, leave the last track for Boris.
I'm not talking about mixing, bro.
Oh, what are you going to do?
Producing something.
Oh, you're going to do a remix.
He already did it.
All right, but I could do one with him just to have
it. You can do a remix.
All right, you can do it with him. Okay.
I just want one for my compilation. Beats in the Hood, Volume 1.
Okay. I got you.
I already got like two,
I
three
I told
tries.
You a long time ago.
I'm just keep it quiet.
Oh, he gave me the winky little. Winky.
Little by little, my brother.
Little by little, my brother.
I got you.
So being that it's Lost in Translation, we're just going to get right into it, right?
Yeah, please. Why?
Boris,
please.
What do you think about us being on the brink of war right now with Iran?
Man, shit's crazy.
Can you elaborate?
Not really. It's just crazy, bro. If shit gets real.
But what do you think? Why did we assassinate Salami?
Salami? What the fuck? I don't know who the fuck that is.
I did Boris.
No, bro. It came out of your mouth.
I did not say none of that.
You don't know. I don't know who Salami. The president of Bodega. What the hell, bro?
Salamani? Is that better?
I don't even know the dude's name.
I don't know who that is.
I'm going to be real with
you. All right, so let's just say his name is
Salami.
All
I can tell you is they put the red flag and shit is about to happen.
All right, so what do you...
And they want to tag this guy, and this guy's out here chilling, so anything can happen in Florida.
At Hot Wheels?
I don't know, bro.
Where, Florida, where in Florida would you expect a strike?
No. Where he got his two buildings.
His teeth pulled out?
So, no, no, no. Before Hollandale.
You talking about Trump?
No, no, before that. It's, by that mall. Not Ventura. The one is on the beach. No, on the beach.
On the beach?
Yeah, right on Collins and like 60-something.
Surfside?
Oh,
Bar Harbor.
right around there, yeah.
Yo, you heard it here first.
Yo, Bar Harbor and the Trump joints is right down the block.
Right down the block.
Bar Harbor
yeah,
shops.
You got the Trump Towers right there.
Yo.
Yeah. Jeez.
Stay clear. Your board's staying clear.
They saying they want to attack him. They want to get him, not the citizens.
But what do you think about Soleimani and Manaf?
Who? I don't know who that is, bro. I don't eat a friend on the cup. I don't know what he's saying. I don't know.
What do you think about Edamame?
Do you think it was right to assassinate Maui Waui?
What the hell?
Do you like Edamame?
Who? Yeah, I don't know.
You don't translate
that for me because I don't understand what you're saying.
Yeah, do you eat Edamame?
No. What is that? What the fuck is that, bro? Yo, this guy, bro.
All right, let's move on.
Move on, brother. This guy.
What other questions do you have?
How do you feel about the Australia situation right now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's man, serious. That shit is very, bro, sad. All those animals getting burned, bro.
Yeah.
It's just fucked
animals
up.
Animals are getting burned.
Yeah.
Do you know how many?
Yeah. What the fuck is going on, bro? Yeah. About to do some barbecue for those of you out there.
Yeah,
right
I just
now.
Heard animals getting burned. Yeah.
What do you mean, bro? In Australia,
animals
bro.
Animals getting burned. Yeah. Animals getting burned. That's not funny, bro.
It's not funny. You're the ones that are laughing.
That's definitely not funny, you man. Assholes.
Holy shit.
Yo,
bro.
Don't you let animals burn, bro.
Dude, I did not do that, bro. She just got high and she started burning. What the fuck, bro?
Yo, no, drink some water, bro. What the hell?
Oh, man.
Come on.
All right.
This guy, bro. Sneezing all over the bike. What the hell, bro?
We're going to pause the show real quick to let everybody know they can donate to the situation at the Australian Red Cross.
Yo, well, okay, so let's try to be serious. What do you think about the Australian situation? Real talk.
Right.
That's no bullshit. Fucking terrifying.
It is terrifying.
Fucking terrifying.
It's fucked up, man.
That shit's scary. And the overhype part of it is everybody's acting like, the shit is... They're acting like as if it never happened. A lot of people don't know that.
It's not happening?
That it's never happened before. It's the same way as being California's on fire. California's been on fire for fucking 2 decades or whatever.
Which is not cool either.
Which is not cool. I'm just saying. It's been a thing. It's not just like popped up out of nowhere Armageddon style. The news kind of like sometimes leads you to believe that like Australia's on fire, climate change, the whole fucking thing. Cool. But at the same time, Australia has wildfires every fucking year. The whole thing. This is definitely the worst one ever. You know what I'm saying? But I just feel like it's a little bit, you got to understand the situation too, where there is a problem, an ongoing problem there. You know what I'm saying? And obviously it's
for the world.
In general.
It's a climate change problem.
For sure. They said it's going to take, it was going to take like a fucking 100 years to get rid of this CO2 that's like been released from this fire. Because the whole fucking, damn near the whole country's on fire.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked
up. Insane. It's crazy. The what?
The mood has been.
I know the mood. How do we bring the mood back?
The mood is here. I'm waiting for you guys to say that. Yo, listen. What's up with Puerto Rico?
What happened with Puerto Rico?
I don't know. You told me, bro.
The earthquake. You know about it?
Oh, the earthquake.
Yeah.
So what's the current situation?
But I don't understand, why is all this shit happening on 2020? Why? Like, all this shit all of a sudden is happening.
Why didn't it happen December 19, 2019?
I don't know. Why did it happen last year? It happened this year.
Yo, but did you ask God?
No, I didn't ask for that. I did pray
but you
for
ever ask God?
All my peeps out there.
But do you ever ask God?
No. Ask God for what?
Anything.
I mean, I pray, yeah.
But did you ask?
No, I did not ask.
Did you get answers?
I don't... I don't ask for nothing, bro.
But did you get answers?
No, because I didn't ask for anything.
But I'm saying, how do you expect to know?
To know what?
If you ask.
No, you're listening right now, bro. What do you mean? Yeah. What the hell, bro? This guy trying to be like, the...
if you ask for answers from the Almighty.
The Almighty? What the fuck? Yeah. He said the Almighty. All right, hold
on. All right,
yeah, gonna... what are you talking about?
Hold on,
man?
I want to change gears. I want to get personal for a second.
Right.
You doing CrossFit right now?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How's that going?
It's my second month.
Okay.
And yeah.
How you feeling about it?
At first, it was very tough.
Uh-huh.
A lot of cramps, you know, my legs.
A lot
my
of cramps?
Stomach.
A lot of cramps?
Cramps.
Oh,
come on,
crabs.
Bro. Come on, bro.
You got crabs?
I was eating crabs, too.
But you have crabs.
Yeah.
But oh, you do have crabs. No, but you have crabs, right?
Right. On the weekends,
yeah.
And then,
well, I mean, if it's on the weekends, it's all week.
Right, whatever. You know what I'm saying, bro.
It's not just seasonal.
Bro. I mean,
so you got crabs.
I'm getting
you're getting crabs.
Now I heard some. I've only been here for a couple. I've only been here for like an hour or whatever. But there were some accusations floating around that you've been like skipping out on exercises. What's that about?
Oh no, because bro, they told me themselves, do it as much as you can. Mm. So I'm gonna take that and I'm gonna do it as much as I can. Mm. If I can more, it's not because I don't want. It's because my belly's hurting me. I'm getting cramped. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And all that shit. So it's like, fuck.
Nah, man,
up.
He's full of shit, bro.
Nah, I'm not full of shit, bro.
Nah.
Bro.
So what about when you're supposed to be, you think you're sharing barbells or whatever?
Yeah, that's you're being lazy.
We've done that. Nah, we've done that before.
Nah, that was lazy as shit.
No, it's not, because I'm still helping you put it down. Like, break it down and put it in the bag.
No, my man. We all have our barbells.
I know.
And then you decide not to make your barbell?
Because it was beer for Fridays, and I just wanted to take it easy.
Yeah, dude, it's a movie.
Come on,
okay,
bro.
So Beer Fest Fridays like casual Fridays.
Yeah, it's every 2 weeks.
You wear slacks?
No, I was wearing regular shorts, gym shorts. But yeah, bro, you know, it's doing. I feel like it's doing good for me. So I'm gonna keep it going.
So Rick,
yes,
CrossFit
going well.
What do you think about the monarchy and what's going on with Megan and homie?
Oh man. First of all, I was saying on Twitter yesterday, I was like, can I just wait for The Crown? Can I just watch it on The Crown? You've seen anybody watch The Crown?
You think it would be expressed on the next season?
Nah, not the next season. I said like season 6. They're on like 3 right now. I feel like 3 seasons from now, they could maybe catch up to that far. Because there's a huge jump in time.
I want to share this.
Has anybody watched that show other than me?
I don't watch the show. I'm sorry.
But the newer episodes... I don't know. I'm a little not into the newer ones.
I haven't watched the new ones.
I like the older ones.
The first 2 seasons.
But yeah. I want to share this tweet with you. Okay. So somebody tweeted about getting them on Drink Champs, right?
Exclusive
the
shit.
No. Oh, Megan
Duchess.
And
yeah, Megan
what's
and,
his name?
Harry.
And Harry.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Lost in Translation.
Which would be tight.
Right. No,
that'd be crazy.
It would be interesting.
They would never do it, but that would be tight.
So they said something about would you get them on there, and I said something about, well, I'll never say Your Highness to them. And then somebody from the UK did not like that, my answer.
Oh, yeah, they're very protective of the royals there. Well, most people.
I don't know.
Like
you tell me
someone.
If this is a shot thrown at me.
Okay.
Someone from the UK, after I said, we'll not call them Your Highness,
yeah.
He said, take note of this battle going in, the UK, mate. What does that mean?
I don't even know what the fuck that means. Take note of this battle going
read
in.
Read the bottom tweet right there.
Take note of this battle going in. Oh, take note of this battle going on in the UK.
Oh, going on.
Oh, he's like saying, don't pay attention to this shit.
That's what he meant?
Yeah, like, don't pay. Like, take note of this battle going on in the UK. Like, yeah, don't even bother with this shit is what he's saying. Yeah, no, that's not a shot.
Okay.
That's not a shot.
Okay.
He's just saying, fuck the shit, which a lot of people, if you talk to people that are like us that are over there, nobody really cares. But if you talk to people that are like the MAGA people we see on TV, they're hella into Trump. There's people like that for the royals that are like, they collect... like fucking bobbleheads of the royals, and
right.
they worship them and shit.
Oh no, we have a bobblehead somewhere here of Trump. I don't know where it's at.
Oh, do you? Ty?
Yeah.
Some people really care about that shit. People
with
like my dad, they don't give a fuck about that shit.
So
what I read today that I was like, I think that's a reach, which is CNN was talking about the way that they're treating her is because of race. And I was like, I don't know if
I've been hearing that, but what do you believe?
I don't know if I buy that.
So
like, to me, they're hyper. Like, you've seen the first couple seasons of The Crown.
Yeah.
Like, regardless, it's dramatized and shit, but...
I kind of believe The Crown.
Me too. And regardless of whatever the dramatizations are, I feel like you can appreciate from watching that show that they are scrutinized like a motherfucker. Yeah. Like, everything they do is, like, under a microscope. So I don't think it has anything with race. They're all white. So, like, just because she came along and she's, like, mixed or black or whatever, I don't really feel like that's making
a difference.
Could it be
that it's race because the media made it race? Not the... They're saying the media made it a race, but
The
Crown maybe don't give a fuck. Maybe the Queen
the Crown doesn't care. No, I don't
but
think the Crown cares.
The media might be.
The media and the people out there. Like,
I think I can believe that the media will scrutinize someone that's either not what's the word of the different hierarchies and that would reach to be royalty.
Like in lineage or whatever. Like
you're a peasant and you're not like what's,
yeah, like noble.
Noble, like if someone's not coming from nobility,
yeah.
I could see because they said because Diana got scrutinized
for sure.
100%. You know what I'm saying? So and
his brother's wife, I forget her name.
But I
can
imagine
she also
got Megan,
for sure. You know, my thing was like they all when I saw that headline, I was like, this is clickbait. They all get scrutinized like that,
right.
Maybe she gets scrutinized just a little bit more, but like
I could see a little bit more than a little bit more, to be honest with you.
It's possible, but I don't think it's like solely primarily on race.
But I could see her saying, I ain't down with this shit
for sure. I mean, shit, she's doing that right now. She's breaking the whole shit up.
Yeah, I can see her saying,
they're gonna move
to the States. Fuck this bullshit. Like, no, yeah. I could see her being a good mother and saying, fuck this shit for our kid.
For sure.
Like, for sure. You grew up on this bullshit, that's your 100%. Problem. But our kid growing up under this bullshit,
100%.
She probably said, fuck this shit.
For sure. And most people are like, oh, they have money and they like this and it looks like the
no,
life.
No, because
but
even...
It's a burden.
Even watching burden. The show The Crown, you realize it's not a life.
It's a burden.
You're automatically in a factory of having to be a certain way.
100%.
And so she probably like, nah, I'm not going to have this for my kid. I want my kid to live a life.
For sure. She probably didn't even want it for herself.
No, I think she gives a fuck about herself. I think she's looking at her kid now.
For sure.
And she's like, nah, man, that's not going to happen for my kid. But just to express exactly what happened on tweet, the person said, hey, EFN, can you confirm or deny the rumor that Drink Champs about to have Harry and or Meghan on this year? They legendary for this shit. And then I replied,
Twitter is the best.
All I can say is, we won't be saying your highness. Classic. And that's when the dude replied, take note of this battle going on in the UK, mate.
Yeah, it's definitely not a shot. I feel like he was just telling you, like, don't even, like, pay.
Like, it ain't shit.
It ain't shit. Yeah, exactly.
It ain't shit to the common folk.
Yeah, like, most people don't give a fuck about that shit. It's, like, the same thing, like, yeah, people chatter about Trump shit here or whatever, and there's people that are very passionate about it, and there's some people that are like, ah, whatever, this bullshit, you know? And it's like that there, too. And there's some people that are actively, like, very, like, into the royals and everything they do, and there's people like my dad who are like, ah, I couldn't give a fuck about the royals.
Boris, what do you think about the royals?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, bro. I'm lying. This guy said, what are you thinking about the
Do you know who we're talking about?
No, really.
No? Okay.
No.
At all. You know nothing.
No. I just saw you tweet. You say that's not
I actually never tweeted while we were
okay,
in.
Well, whatever. I see you tweet.
You don't know who Meghan is?
No, I don't.
Have you ever heard of the Queen of England before?
The Queen of England.
Queen of England, but her name, no.
Okay.
You don't know what her name might be?
No.
If you were going to take a guess, and you're like,
yeah.
I don't want to guess nothing.
No, actually, I think it's a really great exercise. What would her name might be? What would her name might be?
Nah, we'll give you three options.
Just throw three names out.
Three names that you think it could be.
I don't know idea.
Just
bro.
Think of three names.
Think of very white names.
What would you name a queen? Just throw three.
Besides Latifah.
Yeah, like, you can't say Queen Latifah, but another name.
So
three
like,
other names.
In your head, if you go Queen, what's the first name that comes to your mind?
Elizabeth.
Boom! Yay! Here we go!
Hit the clap!
Yay!
We got to go!
Nah, bro. Oh, you got it.
Yeah, I got it! Damn, that was tight.
This guy fucking sucks, bro.
Let the record show that I got the clap.
Let the record show that on the first try. He said Queen Elizabeth.
That was impressive.
What is this?
Proud of you.
Fortune. Oh, shit.
Can you open up your fortune, Boris, and see what
your
you got?
Your love of your life can carry you through any circumstance.
I got a lifetime of happiness lies ahead of you. Yeah, man.
Here's
All right, let's just all open up our fucking...
Yeah, come on. What you got, Boris?
Boris, what'd you get, Boris?
I wasn't going to eat my cookie because I'm on the mic. I seen him eat his shit right
now. Nah, eat that shit. That shit yummy a motherfucker. Boris, read it. God damn it.
That's the Chinese one.
Translate it. My shit says receipt in the Chinese side.
I need to go vote.
My lucky numbers is 43,
33. Nobody ever wants to know that, bro.
What's your fortune, B?
Store?
Oh, my God.
That was
this guy's an idiot, bro. Oh.
I don't get this one.
Okay, read it.
Read it. In English.
Well, no, bro. I'm eating the cookie, bro.
That's why you don't eat the cookie first,
man. Oh, my God, bro.
You... Cheerful.
Got what I mean.
Outlook is one of your essence.
Let me see.
You hear what I said? What do you mean, bro? I said it clear. And I went word by word, bro.
Word by word.
You, cheerful outlook is one of your assets. That's a typo.
It's true.
That's yeah.
100%.
That fortune is lost in translation. For the record, he didn't read that with an accent. That is really what it says.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. You got it fucked up.
Sorry.
You got yours?
Yeah, I got a lifetime of happiness lies ahead of you.
I'll take it. Mine is big journeys begin with single step.
Take that single step into weed territory.
Whoa.
Legal weed,
guys.
Hit the sirens.
Nah, Boris is dead.
No, we don't have no sirens in this one.
Damn. Yeah, because you don't even have the volume up on that bitch.
Yeah, you want...
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be
you
tight.
Want that?
Yeah.
Put it low, though. Yeah. Put up the fucking volume.
Hey, there's girls laughing right now at you.
That's great. She could
okay,
laugh.
Okay, whatever. No problem.
I'm laughing at you, too.
All right, that's fine.
Ha, 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 ha.
Thank you for the laugh.
Laugh in translation.
that was his laugh in translation right now. But yeah, we 27 minutes in. That's good. Good podcast.
Now we're doing an hour.
No, come on, bro.
Fuck up.
30 more minutes. You said the short ones is always the best.
No, 45
no,
minutes.
No, 30 minutes.
No,
35.
36. 40. 38.
45.
But nobody,
40.
45.
39.
We got a deal. Sold. All right,
and then.
45,
and
we
then
got a
I'm
deal.
Getting some Christmas gifts.
Oh, hinging on that?
Nah, I'm playing. Hell no, never got
45,
you know
I give you one blunt.
45, right? No, I already
you want to shake on it?
I already did.
You go, on what?
45.
Not
man. Ah, man. Dude.
You want to shake it or not?
45, I said, yeah, let's do it. Oh, man. Yo, this guy,
One blunt.
All right.
Okay.
Let's do it. 45.
That's the deal, baby.
So, yeah, what else you want to ask me, right? What's going on?
Are you watching any good TV shows right now?
I don't watch TV, my brother.
You don't ever do TV.
I'll be out in the street. I watch reality was happening in the street.
You watch real reality TV.
You watch real reality TV.
Real reality outside.
You don't fuck with movies either?
I do. No, I was watching a Spanish one the other day. It's El Capo.
El Capo?
Yeah, I gotta buy that was good, right?
I heard it was good.
No, it's really good.
Yeah. Where do you watch this?
Huh?
Where do you watch it?
He watches in cinema.
I was watching it on Netflix. Oh, no.
How do you
it's on DVD. You know, it's still popping.
Oh, you still have a DVD player?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Right. Yeah, bro. Do they have to buy
a VHS player?
The third season at Walmart right quick.
Go buy it really quick, bro. Yeah, go buy it, man.
If I wanted to get
you never know when it's gone.
If I wanted to get it on Blu-ray,
I'm
going
to buy 5 copies to make sure I got it.
Did it have it on Blu-ray or is it only on DVD?
DVD.
Blu-ray. He don't even know what the fuck Blu-ray is. You got Red Ray?
Yeah.
All right.
I got Green Ray, yeah.
Okay, well, and what else? That's it? That's all you fucking with right now?
Yeah, I don't watch so much TV, bro.
Too much.
Yeah, too much brainwash shit.
Too much brainwash shit?
Does TV watch you?
No.
You watch the news?
I barely do. Nah. I don't care what Trump got to say, bro. Fuck
you listen
that,
to podcasts?
I do.
Other than the ones that are produced here?
Oh, nah. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a petty ass dude. I only listen to my people's shit.
Okay.
Fatherhood.
I fuck with that.
BFS Fridays. I work with Drink Chance.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Lost in Translation.
Do you listen to Lost in Translation, even though there's only one?
Thugs Out Thursdays. You know, everybody from the camp.
Gotcha. Okay.
Dream Big.
Yes, Dream Big.
You know what I'm saying? I produced that too.
Shout out Weird Thoughts.
Yeah, bro. Serious, that's bro. It, bro. I'm going to be honest with you. Everything else is whatever.
Did you watch the Golden Globes?
No, I didn't, actually. Did you watch? I saw some of the highlights. I didn't really
peep the show. You saw homies, what's his name?
The monologue?
Garvis?
Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, him.
His monologue? That shit was
Garvis,
yo,
running. That shit
yo,
was
do you, what do you think about that, though? Like, you think, like, like, how do you, how is he able to, like, feel that he could get away with all that craziness?
Here's my two theories. My first theory is it's his fifth time hosting it.
Well, he says that. He yeah, says man. That in his...
I didn't even know that was a thing.
In his delivery. Like, he's like, I'm never going to do this again.
Whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm either thinking, A, he's really, truly over it, and he's like, why the fuck they even booked me for this shit? I don't want to be doing this shit no more. Or B, they're like, yo, the last time that you, like, went off, like, and really went off on some shit, we got great ratings, let's do that again.
And do whatever you want.
Do whatever the fuck you want.
Like...
Say some crazy shit.
Fuck us in the ass.
Pretty much. Oh, man. Because it kind of felt like almost too aggressive.
Like, it was the most aggressive ever.
Super aggressive. And I feel like the show's, like, kind of losing a foothold in a sense, maybe, where the viewership on that
kind
of
shit
is down.
Well, all those awards are losing their foothold.
Right. People aren't paying attention as much as they used to or whatever. So
which
I feel like
it helped what he did.
It definitely helped. That was, like, the first thing I saw on everything when I woke up the next day. Like, his fucking furious monologue or whatever the fuck everybody's talking about.
Did you see all the monologue?
I saw his whole monologue. Yeah, the opening.
That shit was off the chain.
That shit was crazy.
He went in. You saw when he told the dude from Apple?
He said, hello.
That was Apple talking to you, bro.
Yeah, it was. What did he say? He said they were gonna, if ISIS made a show, like, no.
Yeah, he said if ISIS made a show, well, he wasn't about Apple, but he said if Apple made if ISIS made a streaming network, all y'all motherfuckers would tell your agents to holler at them. Something like that, you know? Yeah.
Is that related to Apple, though, or no?
It was right after Apple. And
he's like,
you
seen Apple did a network now. Apple has a network.
Everybody and they have a sweatshop. Like,
yeah. That was it.
Yeah.
That was it. He was like, yeah, y'all, you guys work for Apple, even though they have, like, something. It was like,
yeah, and then he said devices, blah, blah, blah.
That was it.
Yo, he went in, dude.
He went super in. There was, like, something.
How did he go?
I mean, what do you think about his monologue, Boris?
About who?
About his monologue.
I get it. But no, I don't. I understand what you're saying, but I don't.
What part do you understand?
That word or you just say? What'd you say?
Monologue.
Okay, what does that mean? Give me the description.
You said you understand.
No, I don't. I understand everything
monologue
you said before.
Monologue means to speak, to say a whole thing.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Something said by one person. Like a speech.
A speech about one person?
No, a speech by one person.
Oh, like when you do that shit in class and you got to get up on...
Yeah, what happened to you at that time in your class?
Nothing. I didn't do it. I just told the teachers, I don't speak English, bro.
So you got to skip it.
I had to skip it. They're like, okay, all right.
So you didn't watch the Golden Globes either?
The Golden Globes? No, definitely not. I don't watch none of that. That doesn't even sound...
I'm gonna vomit, bro. So what if El Capo or whatever won a Golden Globe? You wouldn't know. You wouldn't know.
Okay.
You're a producer. You make music. Do you watch the Grammys?
You don't even know how to spell Grammy, bro.
Guy.
Spell Grammy.
Not right now, bro.
No,
Come on. Spell it. I'll spell it later.
No, spell it right now.
Listen, I do watch it. Okay. Spell it. I like watching the BT Awards.
Oh, the BT? The BT Awards.
Oh, BT.
The booby trap.
He's
award?
A BT Award. He walks the red carpet. That's what he knows.
That's me what?
Oh, no.
He walked the red carpet.
Yo, can you spell Grammy?
Grammy. Like a Grammy.
Yeah,
like
spell
a
it.
Grandma weed.
Spell it.
Oh, that's why you watch.
I'll spell it later, bro. You know I got it.
Oh, yeah. You got it later, man.
Hey, listen. I'm a Latin Grammy nominated, bro.
Oh, here,
Latin Grammy. Hit the clap for that. Come on, B.
I put the last fucking song.
Come on, even so, I'm not, bro. Yo, I'm sitting over here. Even I know.
That's a one, one, one. It's so good, brother. I'm gonna mix this anyways.
Yeah, no, Tam. I said Tam Hanks.
Tammy Hanks. What's up? Tammy Hanks.
Tam Hanks.
His speech was dope, though. His speech was dope.
It was dope.
He's the man.
Yo, homie was crazy. What's his name? Joker dude.
Oh, Joaquin. Yeah. Joaquin.
He was off the chain.
I didn't catch his, but I saw people talking about him. What did he do?
I don't like him. I didn't like what he said. He was weird.
He was on weird shit.
He was on some weird shit. Yeah, basically. He was acting like the Joker in his speech.
He did kill in that movie. I don't like that movie, but he killed it, though.
You didn't like it, but he killed it?
Yeah, his performance is dope, but I think the movie was weak.
Really?
Where is a real factor to work with?
I said what?
He's like a hard person to work with.
Oh, he's hard to work with.
Well,
yeah.
He even said it in his speech.
Yeah.
He's talked about that, yeah. He said that he's, like, difficult to work. He's real particular or whatever.
Yeah, he's one of those, like, what do they call them? Those method actors?
Yeah.
He's one of those.
They said that that on set of Joker, before they started shooting, actually, that they wanted to do a read-through, a table read, and he doesn't do table reads. That's his whole shtick or whatever. And De Niro went to him and was like...
De Niro's in it?
Yeah, De Niro's in Joker.
Is he?
Yeah, he has a small part in Joker, yeah. And he went to him and basically was like, bro, we're doing the table read type shit, you know? And they like basically forced him to do it. Like, stop being a bitch, you know? And like there was an exchange between De Niro and Joaquin. Yeah, 100. Exactly. Like he had to do it. But he did it. He like was real begrudgingly doing it or whatever.
Are you dropping weed in this fucking?
What?
Motherfucker?
In this fucking? What? He said you dropping weed in this fucking?
You dropping weed in this fucking?
I don't know what he just said right now. Gary's like, what is he saying, bro? And this funky? What the hell, bro?
I mean, we can't get out of here without more world news.
Let me know.
We got to do more world news, but nothing too like. I realized the Australia was way too.
That was way too deep.
Yeah, that was a dark turn.
Way too deep.
We got to talk about something lighter.
Yeah. What do you think about the flamingos, man?
The flamingos? What are you talking about, bro? The ones you see in the lake?
No, bro. Serious, bro.
Serious.
The flamingos.
No, I don't know what flamingos you're talking about. What the fuck? Flamingos, bro.
Not the flamencos.
Okay.
They're dying, bro.
No, they're not. Well, you said the ones over here are the ones in Australia. Yo, what the fuck, man?
You're the fucking flamingos, man.
The flamingos in the Benju Zoo, bro. Chilling. They good. What are you talking about? What do you think of the flamingos?
Hey, how do you feel about them?
Oh, how should I feel about this? You tell me, bro. How should I feel about this, man?
You should feel very honored.
What the fuck? Yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, man. Oh, shit. Oh, man. This guy.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Oh,
what do you
shit.
Think about that plane that got shot down?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
I don't even know about that, bro.
Yeah, you do. We talked about it.
Oh, we did spoke about that, but
we spoke about it. We're speaking about these things.
I don't know. It was here?
No, bro.
Iran, so what the fuck?
We spoke
it was at
about
Metro
it.
Zoo.
No, in Iran. In Iran.
Oh, yeah. He knows.
You're right.
Yeah.
But what'd you think?
What do you think?
I mean, it is what it is. They put the flag up, so... So whatever they do is on them.
Do you think they're involved? Or do you think it was an
I
accident?
I think so.
Yeah? What's
they're just the trying to scare mean? The Americans, but fuck that.
What's the red flag mean?
What do you mean?
You said they put up a red flag.
It's war, bro. It's about to do, yeah, they want to fight.
They want to fight you?
Not me. Trump.
In West Palm Beach?
Bro, there you go. West Palm. West Palm might be the
or in Bal Harbour.
On Bal Harbour. Yo, because it's
Or Durrell. He has Durrell.
He has the the golf, right? Yeah. The golf joint.
So any of those three, that's where the fight's gonna
that be. That shit could get crazy,
yeah,
bro.
It's gonna be.
Hope not. That's right by
lazy.
Yeah, that's right by yeah, for real, bro. Don't say that, bro. That's just crazy, bro. But that's what we get for having the asshole as a president.
Boris, what do you think about the water in what part of Flint in Flint, Michigan?
In Michigan, the water.
Flint, Michigan.
Flint, Michigan. Yeah. Where's that at?
In Flint, Michigan.
You tell me where's that at, and I tell you what's good.
In Flint, Michigan.
Where? Near where? near Chicago. Where we at?
Stop, baby. You're killing me.
Yeah.
Flint, Michigan.
Where's that at?
It's in Michigan.
Okay. All right. Michigan, right?
In Flint.
Okay.
What do you think?
I don't know. I ain't got any info about that.
Did you get the water?
No. You got the water?
Yeah.
How is it?
Not good.
Oh, so then don't drink it, bro. The fuck? Don't drink that shit, bro.
That's it?
Yeah. I mean, what else do you want me to tell you?
The water's bad, bro.
Yeah. I mean.
It is a serious situation.
How do you think they can fix it?
I don't know, dog. I'll be honest with you. It's a tough question, bro.
I mean, but try to answer it.
I don't know what to say, bro.
Be responsible.
Fucking, I don't know. Put a filter, bro. Put a fucking filter in the main fucking shit and clean it out. Dude. What do you want me to do? What the fuck?
Get a Brita filter. That's what
yeah, get a big ass filter. Just put
Home Depot.
Right? Yeah.
Oh shit.
Nah, this is gonna be some shit. Other shit.
Oh shit. All right, so
41. We about to almost, you know what I'm saying? That's the translation.
Yo, almost an hour. Yeah, right?
You a fan?
No, we doing an hour, bro.
45. Yeah.
Yeah.
You shook my hand and everything.
I said 59 minutes, bro.
No, he didn't. Yo, can
45.
Exactly. Look,
yeah.
She's my
but you
witness.
Know what? You want this?
You only said one.
You want this?
To 45.
You want this?
Ah, man, dude. Uh-huh. Smoke Champs. Shout out to Smoke Champs. EFN's new.
Are we on fire?
Yo, what's going on?
Are we on fire?
I think we're talking too much and the alarm went off, bro.
What is that?
Yo, that's you.
The
this
pants.
Is your office, bro.
In your pants.
No, for real. What is that, bro? We don't want cops to come again, bro. Oh,
again?
Yeah, yo, tell them your story, E.
Oh,
about
wait, oh, I think it is a thing.
The cops?
No, nobody's smoking in here. Yo, this is weird. We never had this happen before, bro. Oh, don't tell me it's the battery of the boombox. Yeah, it was. Yo, what the fuck? We're thinking the cops is coming and shit. Oh, yo, but hold on. Take out the alarm. You put
shut
it
the
on.
Fuck out.
You just put it on, bro. Oh, man.
Yeah, when we go off, man, it's going to go off, bro. Hey, we're going to go crazy in this motherfucker.
Damn, bro.
Shit.
You're a fan.
That's the boombox?
Yeah, that's the boombox. It was crazy, holy right?
Shit. Shout out to Monster.
Yo, shout out Monster Energy.
Yo, man. All right, we're going to end it in 10 minutes.
All right. No, yeah. That's, I guess, well.
You know, because you want this.
This guy, bro.
Weed is a motherfucker.
Let me see the vials.
You could hold them.
What else, man? Are you going to be participating in the 2020 census?
The 2020 census.
Yeah.
What kind of
you're
census?
For that one, bro.
What kind of census you talking about, dude?
What kind of census are you talking about?
What kind of census?
I don't
more
know
than
what
census.
What sense. Yeah, this guy.
That's two,
what
folks.
Kind of what kind of sense are you talking about? What sense?
Oh,
are
you're talking
mean?
About incense.
No, not talking about incense.
Incest?
Not incest.
Yo, chill, man. Go ahead, translate that. Give it.
Oh, man.
Damn, bro, but yeah.
Yeah, incest.
So no census for you then?
No.
So you're not being counted?
Being counted?
In the Census Bureau.
I don't know what is that. If any of you listeners know what the fuck he's saying, let me know on IG.
Well, you know the Bureau of Census is looking at you.
No, they're not. Who, you?
Are you?
You're looking at me. So so you're the one saying that it's just looking at me. You're the only one that's looking. Yeah.
They're looking at you. They're counting you.
Oh, shit. I know this camera's out there. I know.
They're watching
you,
basically.
I know. They're watching you, too. They're watching they can't see me. I'm in the back right here. Trust me.
He's
see the
skinny,
camera.
Bro. He's skinny. He don't CrossFit.
So you're not going to be filling out the 2020 census.
You're making this guy fucking spit on his beer, bro.
Yeah,
oh, that's three.
We need my nigga Noms next time over here so we can talk some shit. Noms in translation.
Noms in translation.
I need Noms in here, yeah.
Okay, all
right. Noms in translation.
That was a moment of silence for the...
So, Boris, before we leave out of here, bro.
Yeah.
Can we have your last rites and testaments?
What? My last what?
In rites and testaments.
Meaning my last words of the show.
No, your last rites and testaments and eulogy.
My rites.
Your eulogy, basically.
My what?
Eulogy.
I don't know what the fuck you said.
Your last rites and testaments.
Say it in Spanish and I bet y'all get it.
Tus last rites and
testaments. What the fuck? Exactly. Just like it's I don't know English, you don't know Spanish. We fuck it.
Yes, your last words.
Oh, bro. I mean,
a lot of words. Though.
We're gathered here today.
Put a lot. Yeah, you gotta say gathered here today.
Gathered here today to celebrate. What? To celebrate the
start.
Nah,
with,
nah. We here to
give a big speech.
A monologue.
To present the. The new episode of Lost in Translation with my dog EFN and my brother Recognize.
Bigger.
Talk to the people.
Be bold.
Shout out to everybody.
Be brave.
Lost in Translation. Listen, these guys, fuck it. They know me for a very long time. They could do all this shit. But yeah, tune in.
What's your favorite scooter?
My favorite scooter? Dude, I never had a scooter, first of all. If you want to buy me one, let's go for it. This guy over here, bro. Yeah, it says
it's
because that's the
right?
That's the strand of the
that's
week.
Very
yeah.
Super
very
good.
Disturbing. All right,
and,
man.
And, yeah.
So, can you tell the people, before we finish. Tell them why you're such an Olympic swimmer.
Olympic swimmer? Definitely not. I'm not, but yeah.
I mean.
I used to swim when I was a little kid, yeah.
Like a jellyfish?
Nah, not like a jellyfish.
Like a dolphin?
Like a regular fucking person swimming in the pool.
Oh, regular.
Yeah, exactly.
What does a regular person look like?
You know
like?
What I'm saying? Like this? Or like this.
Oh, like oh, the yeah. Backstroke.
Or like
the back.
What?
The
or
back
like
turn.
The back
laid
turn.
Out, bro.
No, but how does it work?
How does it work? You know how it works.
No, sure.
You just bought a new... Well, I'm sorry.
What? But swim again.
No, you're going to have a pool now.
Swim
so
again.
You
swim again.
Know how it goes.
Swim again, Boris.
Swim?
All right.
That was good.
All right, man. Lots of translation. Recognize
yes,
DJ EFN.
Episode 2.
Yo, Beats in the Hood.
Beats in the Hood, episode 2. I don't know if we're going to have episode 3 because episode 2 took 2 years.
Hey, listen, it's one of a kind, so let's go.
Now it's 2 of a kind.
Well, now it's 2 of a kind. Yeah, you're right.
Yo.
The third one will be a three of a kind.
Can you spell 2?
2? 2. I'm giving you the number, not the, you know? 2. That's how I spell my words, with numbers. All right, let's go.
All right, what's the last sound? What's the last sound for the whole show?
Huh?
Pick a random pad.
Pick a random sound.
Crickets. Bees.
Perfect.